코로나 때문에 전 세계가 걱정을 하고 있습니다.
Because of COVID-19, the entire world is worried about this.
그 중에서 세계 교회들이 또 걱정을 많이 하고 있습니다.
And in the midst of all of that, all the churches of the world are also worried.
마지막 때가 되면 모이기를 폐하는 그런 습관이 나오게 돼 있습니다.
It is recorded in the Bible that towards the end times that people will shun away from gathering together.
히브리서 10장 25절에 그렇게 말씀하고 있습니다.
That's recorded in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25.
이러다가 앞으로 모이지 않지 않겠냐 이러면.
People are worried that oh because if we continue like this then maybe people will no longer gather together.
교인들에게 나쁜 습관이 들어가지 않겠냐.
That perhaps then all the church members will now have a wrong or bad habit.
또 어떤 교단에는요. 이 헌금이 안 나와가지고 직원들 이게 월급도 못 주는데 어떻게 되겠냐?
And some other denominations they cannot even afford to give a payment to all their salary workers because they are not getting enough offering.
그런 걱정할 필요 없습니다.
You don't need to worry about any of these.
홍수 때, 소돔고모라 재앙 때 사람을 구별하는 겁니다.
During the time of the flood, during the time of the crisis of Sodom and Gomorrah, it was a time to discern the people.
뭐 예원교회는 헌금도 더 많이 나온대요.
UN Church, for example, they are getting much more offering than before.
근데 물어봤더니 서울, 부산에도 뭐 지장이 없다 그러더라고.
And I asked also Seoul as well as Busan, and also they have no trouble as because of their offering.
그게 뭐 문제가 아니죠.
It's not an issue at all.
아니죠, 우리 그 저 이사 가면 거리가 조금 먼데 사람들이 오겠습니까?
And some people ask if we relocate to a new location, it's going to be more distant. That's why maybe people may not come.
우리 멤버들은 절벽에도 줄 타고 올라옵니다.
Our members, even if the church is located on the top of the cliff, we will climb up the cliff to come to church.
이만기 선수를 키운 감독이 이렇게 말했어요.
The coach who raised a wrestler, 이만기, said this.
어떻게 그렇게 훌륭한 선수를 만들었냐 물었어요.
So people asked, how were you able to raise such an outstanding athlete?
그 감독님이 이렇게 대답했어요.
And this is what the coach said.
내가 가르치는 것은 중요하지 않다 그랬어요.
He said, what I teach is not what's important.
실험을 할 만한 사람을 찾아야 된다.
All you need to do is simply look for individuals who have the capacity who can do wrestling.
그렇습니다.
That's right.
세계 복음화 할 만한 사람이 중요하지 안 할 사람은 안 중요한 거예요.
What's important are the people who are capable of carrying out world evangelization who are not able to? That's not important.
언약 다 놓치면요 후대가 걱정이에요. 이제.
If we lose hold of the covenant, the real concern is our next generation.
그냥 그 동화책에 나온 얘기인데 저는 두고두고 그게 의미가 있는 얘기예요.
It's a story that I see from fairy tales in our children's book, but I think I remember that.
어떤 할아버지가 저 뒷마당에 이렇게 구덩이 하나 파서.
There's this one, an old man, a grandfather, who dug a deep well.
거기다가 금덩어리 있잖아요. 그걸 다 넣어놔.
And he placed all these gold jewels into the well.
아무도 모르도록 그 위에는 장독으로 딱 이렇게 얹어놔.
And he concealed it in, with all these potteries to cover it up.
매일 같이 가서 이제 장독들을 내고 이렇게 싹 손내가지고 금덩어리 만지면 얼마나 좋습니까? 그냥 웃음을 확 지으면서 또 하고 방에 들어오고.
So he will check every day by removing the pots that was covering, and then he will put his hand deep into the pit, and then he will touch and to make sure that the gold was there.
아, 그 주위에 그 불량한 청년이 보니까 저 할아버지가 매일 제가 손 넣고 웃고 있거든요.
And one day this one bully in the neighborhood that he sees that old man reaching out his hand to touch something into the pit.
어느 날 비가 많이 와서 홍수가 났어요.
And there was a great rain and there was a flood.
아, 이 할아버지가 장소에서 금을 찾아보니까 금이 돌로 변해 있는 거예요.
And he removed the pot. The grandfather, that old man, went to check it, and the gold turned into stones.
누가 이제 금은 가지고 하고 돌을 넣어놨겠죠.
Which means that somebody must have replaced that gold with stones.
그 얘기는 무슨 얘기입니까?
What does the story tell you about?
그 할아버지는 그게 돌이 있으나 금이 있으나 똑같아요.
For that old man, whether it's a gold or there's a stone, it really doesn't matter to him.
홍수 나는 바람에 알았을 뿐이지. 언제 가져간지도 몰라.
And he simply realized that the gold was actually replaced with stones. He realized it because there was a time of flood.
아무것도 못하는 할아버지가 금을 만지면서 웃는 거나 돌을 만지면서 웃는 거나 똑같아요.
That old man touching that gold or touching that stone thinking that it is gold and smiling, it really doesn't matter to him.
굉장히 동화인데 중요한 동화 얘기예요.
Even though it's a children's story, it's a very important story.
저는 어른들이 읽는 책보다 어린 아이들이 읽는 책을 보면 배울 게 더 많아요.
I learn more from the children's book than from all these adult books.
아마 뭐 내 엄마 수준이 유치해서 그런지 모르겠지만 좌우지한 저는 그래요.
Maybe my level is a little bit childish. Maybe that's why I have more keen towards the children's books.
불신자 99%는 잘 살수록 어렵다고 말합니다.
99% of all the unbelievers, the more better life that they live, they think that they have a worse life.
눈에 안 보이는 불행은 더 큽니다.
Because invisible misfortunes are far greater.
그럼 1%는 잘 사느냐?
What about the remaining 1%? Do they live well?
착각하고 있는 겁니다.
No, they have misunderstanding.
기독신자 거의 99%가 갈등하고 있어.
What about Christians? 99% of all the Christians, they are living inside of conflict.
빨리 벗어나야 되겠죠.
We need to quickly come out of that.
여러분의 많은 문제 어떻게 해결할 수 있습니까?
How can you resolve and solve all kinds of numerous problems that you face?
나는 지금 어려운데 어떻게 해결합니까?
What shall I do? How can I solve all these hardships?
나는 몸도 안 좋은데 어떻게 해결합니까?
I'm not even healthy. How can I resolve my problem?
거의 어려움 그렇게 당하고 있습니다.
That's how majority of people are facing their hardships.
대부분의 기독신자가 중요한 한 가지 맛을 못 본 거예요.
Most Christians they fail to taste what's most important in their life.
구약 시대는 그림자라도 맛을 봤는데 요즘은 그림자 맛도 못 봐.
In the old times, in the Old Testament times, they were able to at least taste the foreshadow, but even nowadays they cannot even taste any of this.
그게 뭡니까?
What is that taste?
번제단입니다.
It is burnt offering.
오늘 이 중요한 부분들을 여러분들이 성경이 제일 중요하게 말하고 있는 부분.
That's what the Bible tells us most significantly in the Bible.
이 맛을 봐버려야 되는 거요.
That's the taste that you must have.
그렇죠.
Right?
여러분 어떤 문제를 가지고 왔습니까?
What kind of problems do you have at this time?
어떤 문제를 가지고 있습니까?
What problems do you have?
세 가지 조건이 있습니다.
There are three conditions.
그건 사실 문제가 아니고 사람입니다.
First, it's not a problem. It's an issue with people.
아니 총이 문제입니까?
Is this a problem?
총은 가만히 있다니까요.
No, it doesn't. It's not a problem.
사람이 가지고 쏘는 거예요.
The gun itself is not the problem. It's the person who uses that gun to shoot. That's the problem.
아니 뭐 핵무기가 문제입니까?
Is a nuclear weapon a problem?
핵무기를 가만히 있다니까요.
Nuclear weapon is the same.
사람이 그걸 문제를 터뜨리는 거예요.
It's the people that will utilize that nuclear weapon and bring about a war.
그리고 더 중요한 거는 그 사람의 문제가 아니고 영적 상태예요.
And what's more important than the problem of the people is actually the spiritual state of that person.
그 문제 내용이 뭡니까?
What is the content of the problem?
삼 저주기 때문에 해결이 불가능해요.
It's because there are three curses. That's why we cannot solve them.
아이들은 모를 뿐입니다.
It's just that people, the children, don't know these.
아이들은 모르고 있다가 알게 될 때는 늦다고 말이에요.
Children don't know, and as they grow up, they finally recognize, and then that's too late.
불신자는 알지만 해결책이 없는 겁니다.
Unbelievers they do recognize but they have no alternative. There's no solution for them.
그런데 하나님의 백성까지도 이걸 모르면 누가 알려주나 그 말이에요.
Then what happens if even the people of God fail to recognize it?
그래서 중요한 건 이 번제단의 27장에 보면요. 뿔을 잡는 자는 산다.
That is why you must build this altar of burnt offering. The moment that you hold on to the horn of that burnt offering, which you find it in Exodus chapter 27, you will be saved.
여러분 오늘 제 설교를 듣지 말고 하나님을 향해서 말씀을 한번 붙잡아보세요.
Don't try to listen to my sermon, but instead reorient yourself, focus on God, and hear God's word.
하나님이 법을 주었다니까요.
God has given His law.
살인한 범죄자도 와서 뿔만 잡으면 살려주라.
Even if that you've committed murder, but if you can hold on to the horn of salvation, then you'll be saved.
이거는 굉장한 의미가 있는 겁니다.
It encompasses such a significant meaning.
뭡니까?
What does it mean?
완전 절망 가운데 있는 자도 내게로 와서 이 언약의 뿔을 잡아라.
Even though you are in complete despair, come to me and hold to this horn of salvation.
불신자는 전혀 못 알아듣는 얘기죠.
And this message about covenant is something that unbelievers are completely unaware of.
종교인들은 다 같다고 생각합니다.
And whereas all those religious people, they think that it's all the same.
중요한 것은 뭡니까?
But what is it that's important?
하나님의 백성이 단 한 번도 체험이 없는 거예요.
The problem is that the God's people have never heard of this, not even once.
여러분, 가진 자와 안 가진 자는 달라요. 그렇죠?
There's difference between those who possess it versus who don't possess it.
여러분이 말이죠. 아무리 옷 멋있게 입고 머리 기름 바르고 구두 반짝반짝해도 돈 없는 사람 편해요.
Even though you are so well dressed and then you have a new hairstyle and then you have a shining shoes, but if you don't have money, it's noticeable that you don't have money.
아만 그지 옷 입고 다니도요. 많이 가진 사람은 다릅니다.
Even though you look like a shabby beggar, but if you have lots of money, you can tell that that person has a lots of money.
성경에 262번이나 구약에만 나와 있어요.
So in the Bible, 262 times it's recorded in the Old Testament.
번제단.
About the burnt offering.
왜 이렇게 많이 나왔습니까?
Why is it recorded so many times in the Bible?
아니 뭐 신약 성경 넘어갈 필요도 없고 앞 구약에만 262번 넘게 나와.
That we don't even need to mention the parts that are recorded in the New Testament within the Old Testament alone 262 times.
오늘 여러분이 정말 하나님의 언약을 간절한 마음으로 붙잡아요.
So today, earnestly hold on to God's word of the covenant.
저는 불신자인데 말이죠. 현대그룹의 정주영씨 보면서요. 저 사람은 그냥 열심히 한 사람이 아니다.
Even though he is unbeliever, the former conglomerate leader Jung Joo-young of Hyundai Corporation, I really think that he's an outstanding man.
정비 공장 하다가 뭐 이게 불이 났단 말이에요.
So he was running a repair shop and there was a fire.
정비 공장도 아니고 조그만 차 수리 몇 개 하다가 불이 난 거예요.
So it was a small car repair shop and there was a fire.
더 크게 만드는 겁니다.
And he made it big.
그러고 보니까 말이죠. 이 정비 공장에 돈 안 되거든. 건설을 한 거예요.
And he realized that with a repair shop, he can't earn that much of money. That's why he now was running a construction company.
어려울 때.
That the time when it was so difficult.
근데 건설을 하니까 또 어려움이 왔어.
And as he was carrying out this construction company, another hardship came.
그땐 집을 안 지으니까 국가에 있는 거를 기업들이 다 손잡고 한다는 문제가 터졌단 말이에요.
And it was a time that people didn't have this privatization. That's why there was a problem issue with the government and the company commingling together.
그때 이 사람 어떤 찬스를 잡나? 그래, 중동으로 손을 뻗었어.
That's when he recognized that there's a chance that he should actually carry out the construction work in the Middle East.
아, 그거 그러니까 천재잖아요, 일할 때가.
And there's so many opportunities out in the Middle East.
저 호주에 한국 사람 못 들어오게 해서 바닷가에서 바다 배후에서 우리 한국 사람들이 일을 했대.
And there was a place in Australia they didn't have all these international labor workers. That's why only Korean people were working in the harbor.
그때 생각했대요.
That's when he realized.
호주 사람하고 막 싸움 붙어가지고 막 이런 문제가 생겼대요.
There was a dispute amongst the Korean people and the Australian natives.
그때 정중히 생각한 거예요.
That's when he realized.
왜 우리가 배에서 일해야 되느냐?
Why should we work only in the dock in the harbor area?
배를 만들자.
Instead, let's actually build ships.
한국은 배 못 만드냐? 만들자.
Why can't Korean make ships? Let's make ships.
이래 된 거예요.
That's what he came up with.
이래 가지고 막 영국부터 선진국에도 팔기 시작했잖아요.
After building all these ships, then he was able to sell to all these advanced countries like Europe.
내가 말하는 그걸 얘기하려는 게 여러분 다 아는 건데 이 사람이 중요한 얘기를 했어요.
And you know the stories all too well, but that's not my point. But there is something important about him.
신자를 깜짝 놀래게 하는 말을 했다니까요.
He said something that really made all the believers become surprised.
그 어려움들을 어떻게 다 이겼습니까? 라고 물었어요.
He was asked, how were you able to overcome all these difficulties and hardships?
이렇게 대답을 했어요.
And this is how he responded.
나는 밤에 잠잘 때쯤 눈을 뜰 때 이 일을 반드시 성공시키는 걸 알았기 때문에 너무 행복했다는 거예요.
And before I go to bed, and as soon as I open my eyes, because I know how I can bring about success, that's why I'm so filled with joy.
매일같이 설레이는 마음으로 5시에 나서 걸어갔대요.
He said with such a great, exciting, a joyful heart that he would wake up 5 a.m. every morning and take his walk.
그 몸에 병난 것도 저절로 나버렸어요.
And that's why all the illnesses that he used to have, they were all gone.
병원에서 그랬잖아요. 검 진단해보니까 폐에 수술된 자극이 나왔잖아요.
And when he was examined, even in the lungs, there were some scars of remaining in his lungs.
그냥 나와버렸어요.
They were just
자기는 수술된 적이 없어요.
He never had surgery.
내가 가만히 보니까 이대로 깡다구로도 고치는데 우리 성령으로 뭘 고칩니까?
And just with grit alone that you can heal all your illnesses, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, why can't we?
그리고 무슨 불신자가 한 얘기예요.
So that's the level of the words of an unbeliever.
매일 아침 쓸레이는 마음과 그 행복한 그걸 가기 위해서 새벽 다시나 걸어갔대.
He says that every morning, 5 a.m., because he has such an excitement and great, joyful heart, that because he wants to achieve something, that's why he's able to wake up early and take a walk.
여러분, 오늘 여러분 주일 예배할 때마다 그래야 됩니다.
When you come to the church on the Lord's day, that should be your attitude.
그걸 찾아가지고 와야 돼요.
That's what you need to seek out and head out.
문제를 찾아가지고 와야 된다니까요.
You need to actually search out all the problems.
하나님이 오늘 나의 이 문제를 정말 어떻게 풀어줄 것인가 진짜 기도하고 보세요.
Really come to church, come to worship with an excitement and joyful heart, really looking forward to how God is going to resolve all the problems that you're facing.
내 생각이 틀렸다는 응답이 올 겁니다.
First of all, you receive the answer that all your thoughts are incorrect.
그때부터 올바른 시작이에요.
From that moment on, you can have a true real start.
뭐 나는 이걸 달라고 하는데 하나님이 안 주신단 말이에요.
You're asking for something but God is not granting it to you.
진짜 기도해 보세요.
Why don't you truly pray?
내가 달라고 한 게 틀린 거예요.
What you are asking for is actually wrong.
틀린 걸 하나님 주십니까?
Will God give to you what is wrong?
좋으신 하나님 우리를 살려 세계 복음하는 하나님이 우리에게 틀린 걸 주십니까?
God who is so good, who is with us all the time, who wants to carry a world evangelization with us through us, will he grant to us something that is wrong?
제가 알고 있는 분인데요. 아들을 셋가진 집사님이에요.
And the person that I know is a deacon who has three sons.
근데 이분이 중직자가 이 사람을 속인 거예요.
But a church officer deceived the deacon.
아니 중직자가 뭘 속이나 뭐 건설 사업하자면 속이 가지고 이 사람 돈을 완전히 다 빼먹어 버려.
So the church officer deceived that deacon cunning him by saying that let's do a construction work together and swindled all his money.
이분이 집도 뺏기버린 거예요.
And that's why he even lost his home.
이래가지고는 목사님을 찾아간 거예요.
So this deacon went to look for a pastor.
딴 말을 한 게 아니고 목사님 제가 교회 청소하겠습니다.
And the deacon said, Pastor, I would like to just become a janitor to clean the church.
우리 아들 셈이 공부를 잘하는데 공부를 하게 해주십시오.
Three of my sons are very smart. They're very good at studying. Please help me so that I can support them to study.
딴 거 필요 없고 조그만한 방만 하나 주면 우리 아이들 거기서 공부할 수 있도록.
I don't need anything else. All I need is just a small room so that all three of my sons can be there and study.
저는 화장실에 자도 좋습니다.
I don't even need a big restroom.
교회 청소 제가 하겠습니다.
All I do, I will just take care of the cleaning the entire church, even the restrooms.
목사님이 너무 마음이 안타까워가지고 때마침 그때 사찰이 필요한 거예요. 그러니 사찰 해라 그러면 이렇게 된 거예요.
And the pastor was so moved by the words of the deacon and at the time they needed a caretaker of the church.
남편, 부인, 아들 셋, 예, 다섯 명이에요.
So the five-member family, the husband, the wife, and three sons.
얼마나 좋은지 성전에서 날마다 기도한 거예요.
And the deacon was so overjoyed, would come to church, pray all the time.
청소하는데 또 기도하고.
And as the deacon was cleaning the church, we'll pray.
어머 교회니까 뭐 또 뭐 하다가 또 기도하고.
Since the deacon is already inside of the church, as the deacon is cleaning the sanctuary, that deacon will be in prayer.
아들 한 명은 큰 아들인데 고시 패스했어요.
And the oldest son, the eldest son, passed the bar exam.
그 밑에 아이는 아주 실력 있는 대학 나와가지고. 목사 됐어요.
And the middle son that he graduated from a prestigious university and became a pastor.
그 사건 날 때까지 막내는 고등학생이었어요.
And until that event took place, the youngest one was in high school.
그 학생은 전교 1등이에요.
And that student became the top of the entire school.
어떻습니까?
What do you think about this?
이 사람들이요 그 낙심하자고 다 뺏겨버 돈 다 뺏겨버려 집까지 날렸으니까 어떻게 됩니까?
So really imagine this. They lost everything. Even their home, their house was taken away, and they were in complete despair.
속은 내가 잘못입니다. 회개했어요.
But instead, the deacon repented. It was my fault that I got deceived.
나 하나님 앞에 헌금도 안 했는데 사기꾼에게 다 갖다 바쳤습니다. 회개했대요.
And the deacon repented. I didn't even give all this offering to God, but instead I was swindled by this the defrauder. That's why I repent before God.
1년 내내 회개했답니다. 하나님 나는 11조도 떼먹은 도둑놈인데 사기꾼에게 다 갖다 바쳤다.
And the deacon repented all year long that I didn't even give my tithe but all my money was taken away by this con artist.
완전히 그 자녀들이요 승리했어요.
But the three sons, all the children became all successful.
뭐 세월이 많이 어느 날이었습니다.
So much time has passed.
그렇게 전문성 있게 사기치는 그 중지의 가족은 불이 나서 다 죽었어요.
That church officer who swindled that deacon's money, who was so good at it, actually their entire family got into a fire and they all died.
뭐 불 나서 죽은 게 저주다 저는 그 말은 아닙니다.
I'm not saying that it's a curse for you to die inside a fire.
왜 하필이면?
But by why does it have to be that way?
저는 우연이 아니라고 봅니다.
It's my opinion. I don't think that was coincidence.
여러분 오늘 하나님의 번제단 앞에 언약 잡고 붓기 붙잡고 기도하셔야 돼요.
So in front of the altar of burnt offering, firmly hold onto God's covenant.
딴 기도 할 필요 없습니다.
There's no need for you to pray for other things.
하나님, 나는 지금까지 복음 운동, 살아계신 하나님의 말씀 운동 못했습니다. 나에게 건강을 주옵소서.
God, until now, I haven't been able to carry out this gospel movement. Would you give me your health?
하나님, 나는 지금 세계 선교와 성전 건축과 이런 축복을 못 누렸습니다. 나에게 경제력을 주옵소서.
God, until now, have been able to enjoy all these world missions and construction of the church. Would you give to me your economy of light?
기도를 바로 해야 돼요.
You need to have this correct prayer.
번제단 정확한 기 언약을 붙잡아야 돼요.
What does it mean, the altar of burnt offering? You need to hold on to the accurate covenant.
나 옛날에 그랬지 않습니까? 늘 얘기한 얘기 아닙니까?
And I tell you this about my past all the time.
하나님, 목사가 너무 많은데 또 내까지 돼서 폐를 끼치지 않게 나에게 복음 운동하게 해주십시오.
God, there are so many pastors. Why do I have to also add to making all this ruckus in the world? God, help me to do only the gospel movement.
그 폐기지는 거예요.
It's really creating all this ruckus.
지금도 폐기지고 있잖아요.
Even to this day, all the pastors are making so much trouble.
하나님 그 기도했어요.
That's a prayer that I prayed.
세 가지 간단하게 붙잡으세요.
So hold on to these three things simply.
성막 안에 번제단을 만들으라고 했는데 이게 뭐라고 돼 있는 거니까요. 옮기는 화로 그 불 끌더라고 했어요.
And you see that there is a altar, a burnt offering that must be made inside of the sanctuary, and God ordered them to make a grating.
그거를 3절에 기록돼 있어.
That's recorded in verse 3 with a fire pans that are movable.
뭘 말합니까?
What does it mean?
거기에 애굽에서 나온 걸 얘기하는 거지요. 진정한 해방.
It means that complete liberation, freedom from Egypt.
이미 약속된 건데 놓쳤잖아요. 창세기 3장 15절에 여자의 후손이 뱀의 머리를 깰 것이라.
It was already prophesied and promised, Genesis chapter 3:15, the offspring of woman shall crush the head of the serpent.
여러분을 하나님 믿지 못하고 죽도록 망하도록 만드는 사단의 근세를 깨뜨리라.
It is the Christ who crushed the head of the serpent, the Satan, who is always trying to cling on to you and really trying to stop you from enjoying this complete freedom. You need to crush that Satan.
재앙 시대입니다.
It is the time of disaster.
어떻게 이 재앙 아닙니까?
Isn't this time of disaster all around?
역사가 지나면 기록에 엄청나게 남을 겁니다.
And the time that we are passing right now, it will definitely leave a mark in history.
이때 번제단을 드릴 방주를 만들어.
But at this time, build an ark so that you can an altar that you can give this burnt offering.
그 말 아닙니까?
That's what it means.
옛날에 아브라함이 번제 드리러 아이를 데려왔잖아요.
So in the past, Abraham he took his son in order to give burnt offering to God.
하나님이 아이를 죽이겠습니까? 네 아들 대신에 수양을 드리라.
So he could not kill his own son to give a burnt offering. That's why God prepared a ram, and that ram was sacrificed instead.
그리스도 아닙니까?
Doesn't that represent Christ?
그렇죠, 형식인 거예요.
So that was experienced.
그때부터 하나님이 아브라함에게 뭐라고 말씀하셨어요?
So from that day on, what did God say to Abraham?
내가 이제 네 믿음을 보았다.
I saw your faith.
너로 크게 장성하게 만들어.
That's why you shall become a great nation.
네 시족 대적의 문을 얻게 하겠다.
And your offspring shall win all the gates of your enemies.
열방이 복을 받게 될 것이다.
And all the nations will be blessed through you.
이 사실을 이삭이 들었잖아요.
And that was heard, and Isaac must have
몰랐겠습니까,
heard that message.
이삭이.
Do you think Isaac was not able to listen to it?
아니 이 사실 이삭이 몰랐겠냐고요.
Really think about it. Do you think that Isaac didn't really hear what God told Abraham?
이삭이 농사를 지으면 100배로 하나님 축복하셨어.
So you see that when Isaac built and carried out all the farming, he received 100-year worth of answers.
샘 그늘을 얻게 했어요.
He even obtained the spring of the fountain source of well.
이유가 뭡니까?
What's the reason for that?
그래서 이게 성교할 거 아니에요.
Only then can he do world missions.
물 많이 먹어라. 그 말이 아니잖아요.
God didn't give all this well, the source of well, in order to drink lots of water.
밥 실컷 먹어라. 이 말이 아니잖아요.
God didn't mean them to eat lots of food.
여러분 오늘 기도하세요.
So why don't you pray?
하나님 나도 우리 후손이 세계복음할 수 있도록 힘을 주옵소서.
God, grant to me your strength so that myself and also my next generation, all my future descendants can do world evangelization.
아직도 없습니다.
And still to this day, we don't see any.
237 나라가 샘터가 될 수 있는 교회당을 주옵소서.
God, grant to us that sanctuary, that church that can become the shelter for the 237 nations.
병든 자들이 내 집에, 내 방에 있는 것처럼 기도할 수 있는 성전을 주옵소서.
God, grant to us that sanctuary, that church so that all these those who are diseased can comfortably come and really be at peace as if they're there in their own bedrooms.
렘넌트들이 볼 게 없잖아요. 세상에 뭘 볼 겁니까? 렘넌트들이 시대를 보는 눈을 여는 성전을 주옵소서.
And remnants, they are not able to see correctly. And for them to see and really discern the time and this age, Lord God, would you grant us a sanctuary so that we can raise our remnants as a summit?
그 번제단을 말합니다.
We are talking about that burnt offering.
성경 다예요, 다.
Really, that's everything.
뭡니까?
What does it mean?
모세야. 이스라엘 백성 데리고 나가. 이게 얘기 아니라니까요.
God didn't just say, Moses, take the Israelites out.
모세야, 이스라엘 민족 데리고 피제사 드리러 나가.
Moses, take the Israelites in order to give blood sacrifice.
이거 알아듣지 못하니까 장로들에게 먼저 말해.
Since people do not understand what he means, that's why I tell the officers, the elders first.
아니, 백성들이 물을 거야. 그러면 여호와께서 말씀하셨다고 해라.
And the rest of the Israelites may ask you, then you can respond to them, it is the Lord God who commanded this.
그래서 마지막으로 아론 데리고 바로왕 앞에 가서 말해라.
And lastly, take Aaron with you and tell Pharaoh.
이 제단이에요.
It is that altar.
그래서 성경이 260 몇 번이나 나온 겁니다.
That's why it's mentioned in the Old Testament more than 260 times.
성도가 이 체험이 안 돼버리면요, 자꾸 딴소리하고 딴짓해요.
If we as Christians and believers don't have a taste or experience of this, then we have no choice but to talk about different things.
그게 마귀는 춤을 추잖아요.
And then Satan, the devil, has no choice but to play around.
결국은 뭡니까?
Then ultimately, what is it?
양의 피 바른 날 나왔어요.
The day when they put the blood on the lamb, they were set free.
그걸 말하는 겁니다.
That's what this means.
그래서 그때 나올 때 했던 그걸 제단을 만들어서 계속 섬기라는 거예요.
And what they
기억해라.
Did when they came out of Egypt, make it into an altar and give this blood sacrifice.
두 번째입니다.
Secondly,
내 모퉁이에 뿔을 달.
It says that you have to have horns in four corners of the altar.
그렇죠. 이 2절에 나왔어요.
That you see in verse 2.
이게 여러분이 두 번째 잡을 언약입니다.
That's the second covenant that you need to hold on to.
뿔은 뭡니까?
What does this horn mean?
도망자들이 와서 붙잡아라.
All this runaways that they can hold on to it.
뭔 말입니까?
What does it mean?
내가 너에게 절대 안 되지만 기회를 주겠다.
Even though it's completely impossible for you, but I will give you another chance.
그 말입니다.
That's what God tells them.
우리의 행사를 뒤를 돌아보면 절대 망해야 되는데 기회를 주겠다.
When you reflect on your past journey, you have no hope. You cannot get another chance. But God says, I will grant to you another chance.
이 뿔은 능력을 상징하는 겁니다.
This horn represents power.
용서와 능력을 상징하는
겁니다. It represents forgiveness and power.
이 번제단을 만들어라 이 말이오.
And build this altar of burnt offering.
왜 그렇습니까?
Why is that?
광야 위기를 통과해야 됩니다.
Because they need to pass through the crisis of the wilderness.
능력이 있어야 돼요. 하나님 주신 능력.
They need to have the power that's given by God.
두려워하지 마세요. 전쟁도 일어날 겁니다. 이기게 할 것이다.
Do not be afraid because you will even confront battles and wars, but still God will grant to you all these victories.
광야길 가는 데는 기후의 위험도 있습니다.
And when you go through pass through the wilderness, you have the danger of the climates and weather.
웃기는 건 뭡니까?
What is amazing here?
내란도 일어날 거다.
Even internal disturbance will rise.
두려워하지 말라.
Do not fear them.
번제단을 만들어라.
Instead, build this altar of burnt offering.
특히 범죄한 자 용서해라.
Especially those who committed crime, forgive them.
여러분 죽어도 용서 못하겠지요? 범죄한 자 용서해라.
I guess that you will never be able to forgive all those who committed crime against you, but God says, forgive them.
잘못된 자 용서해라.
All those people who have done wrong, forgive them.
예, 단만 잡거든, 뿔만 잡거든 용서해라.
As long as they hold to that horn, forgive them.
왜 그렇습니까?
Why is that?
살아서 변화돼서 능력 얻어 하나님의 영광 나타내야 되니까.
It's because they have to be revived. Their lives must be transformed so that their life must reveal God's glory.
이 번제단 세 번째를 기억하세요.
And also thoroughly remember this regarding the altar burnt offering.
5절에 고리를 만들어라 했어요.
In verse 5 it says that you must make poles.
뭡니까?
What does this mean?
후대에게 전달할 영원한 번제단을 만들어라.
You have to make this eternal altar of burnt offering to pass on to the next generation.
이게 누구에게 전달됐습니까?
And to whom was it passed?
어린 사무엘에게 전달됐어요.
It was passed on to that young boy Samuel.
어린 사무엘이 누워 있는 그곳은요 언약궤가 있고 번제단이 있고 그게 다 기도하는 처소입니다. 그게 사무엘이 누웠던 거예요.
Where that young boy Samuel lied, he was within the altar of Ark of the Covenant, this altar of burnt offering, where there was a table of bread. He was inside of it.
이 사무엘이 하나님이 최고의 음성을 듣고요 어릴 때 체험을 한 겁니다.
And that's why, even though he was so young, he heard God's amazing voice, and he had this tremendous experience.
이날 이후로 사무엘의 말이 한 마디도 땅에 떨어지지 아니한.
From that day forward, none of Samuel's words fell to the ground.
전달해라 이 말이요.
In other words,
갈 겁니다. 여러분 지금 어려움 당하거나 응답받거나 전부 후대에게 전달을 갑니다.
All the difficulties, all the hardships, as well as all the answers and covenants that you're holding on to, will be passed on to your next generation.
미스바 운동 아시죠?
You do know Mitzvah movement.
거기서 뭐 일어난 줄 압니까?
Do you know what happened there?
다른 거 다 있지만 뭐가 중요한 줄 압니까?
They did many things there, but do you know especially what happened?
거기서 번제를 드렸어요.
That's where all the people gathered and gave this burnt offering.
흑암 이기는 어마어마한 피 언약의 번제를 드렸다 그 말이요.
They gave this burnt offering, the mystery of the blood sacrifice by which all the force of darkness crumbled down.
이게 우리 후대들에게 전달돼야 돼요.
This must be passed on to our next generation.
우리 후대들이 죽도록 공부해서 마귀 심부름하고 죽도록 고생해서 세상 심부름하고 죽도록 고생해서 저주받는 대신 물어본다면 되겠냐 이 말이요.
Does it make any sense that all of our next generation, our children, they started so hard, but then they are running errands for Satan, they're running the errands for the world, and they are cursed to death?
죽도록 공부해가지고 마귀 종노릇 하고.
They're studying so hard to death, and then they are running errands for the devil.
그래 그걸 지금 가르쳐 준 거요.
But that's why this must be taught.
이게 그걸로 끝난 거 아닙니다.
But it doesn't end with this.
850명 거짓이냐 들어왔을 때. 엘리야가 제시한 겁니다.
This is what Elijah suggested when the 850 false prophets came.
뭔 전쟁을 했습니까?
What kind of battle was it?
번제단 전쟁을 했어요.
It was a battle of the altar burnt offering.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
여러분의 후대들 저와 여러분이 가는 길에는 어마어마한 흑암들이 우리를 누르고 공격할 겁니다만은 이긴 전쟁이에요.
In the path of our lives, as well as the lives of our next generation, all the forces of darkness will come to attack. However, this is a battle that's already won.
엘리야가 여기 확신이 있었던 겁니다. 하자고 했어요.
Elijah had a sure assurance about this. That's why he suggested, let's have this battle.
여러분이 이 언약을 붙잡아야 돼요, 오늘요.
You need to hold on to this covenant today.
하나님 나의 모든 것을 하나님께 영적인 체험을 나에게 주 없어서 엘리사처럼 말이요.
And just like what Elijah experienced, God, I give you all my life. Would you allow me to have this spiritual experience?
이게 그냥 간게 아닙니다.
It didn't just happen.
자꾸 모르니까 중요한 걸 모르니까 놓치고 또 바벨론으로 간 겁니다.
And since people do not understand this important mystery, that's why they easily lose hold of it. That's why again they were taken as captives in Babylon.
우상 앞에 절을 하라고 했잖아요.
And they were told to bow down before idols.
그게 세 청년이 왕에게 대항한 게 아닙니다.
It's not that these three young men that they confronted the king.
뭡니까?
What is it?
번제단과 예배와 성전 성소의 싸움이에요.
It's a battle with the altar of burnt offering, this mystery of blood sacrifice, sanctuary and worship.
다니엘 죽이려고 하니까 다니엘이 문 열어놓고 기도했어. 뭡니까?
When people tried to kill Daniel, Daniel opened up the window and prayed to God.
그게 번제단 전쟁이에요. 성전을 향하여 감사하면서 기도했다.
It is the warfare of this altar of burnt offering. He prayed towards the temple, towards the sanctuary.
응답이 올 수밖에 없고 이미 왔어요.
That's why answers are bound to come. Already answers came.
자, 여러분이 사인만 하면 돼요.
Oh, you need to simply put your signature.
이미 여러분과 우리 교회 세계복음화하라 하나님 벌써 이미 결정을 해놓은 거예요.
God has already predetermined that for our church and for us to carry out world evangelization.
그러니까 뭐 어떨 때는 우리 뭐 어려운 것 같아도 아닙니다.
That's why sometimes we feel that we're confronting a problem, but that's not it.
이번에 미국에도 알류예요. 지금 절대 땅 안 팔릴 텐데 우리가 지금 다 팔리고 또 축복받았어요.
And this time of crisis that people cannot have any sales or purchase of land, but at RU in America, we were able to have that transaction.
그러니까 말이죠. 그 정은주 목사님, 실수를 하는데도 임마누엘 새롭게는 축복을 받네. 이라더라고요.
That's why Reverend Jeong-un-ju even mentioned that even though people are just making all kinds of mistakes, but God is blessing Emmanuel Soul Church so much.
RU 저것도 말이야. 실수를 했는데 여기 또 축복이요.
And even RU, they made a lot of mistakes, but again, God is still blessing that
아니,
school.
학교 안 될 땅을 사놨다니까요.
Because they purchased a land that cannot be qualified to run a school.
버스 될 데도 없어.
And there's no room for them to have a bus.
그래 가면 기가 찬 걸 이걸 이런 돈 주고 샀냐 하시고.
And when I did go and visit, I really was surprised and I was a little bit shocked why they purchased that land.
그게요. 몇 배로부터가 팔리다니까요.
But now the value of the property went so much higher. That's why it was able to, we were able to sell it at a much higher price.
지금 제가 팔리가 돈 버는 얘기를 하려고 합니까? 그 말이 아닙니다.
Am I telling you that we made so much money out of the sales? No.
부동산이면 돈은 되대요, 돈은 되지만 내가 지금 그 얘기하는 게 아니잖아요, 지금.
Of course, real estate property does give you some money, but that's not the point of my story.
번제단 싸움입니다.
It is the warfare of the altar burnt offering.
아시겠죠?
Do you understand?
이 모든 것을 갈보리산에서 번제를 끝내버린 거예요.
But all of this put together, that altar burnt offering was fulfilled on Mount Calvary.
이제는 그 제단 번제단 갖다 놓을 필요가 없어요. 그리스도께서 십자가에서 끝내버린 거예요.
You don't need to bring about all this altar burnt offering because Jesus Christ finished it all on Mount Calvary on the cross.
이렇게 중요한 거예요.
That's how important it is.
왜냐하면 양 잡을 필요 없어요. 그리스도께서 끝내버린 거예요.
You don't have to kill lambs or sheep. Why? Because Jesus finished it all.
여러분 두려워할 필요 없어요. 그리스도께서 끝내버린 거예요.
You don't need to fear at all. Why? Jesus finished it
all. 문제가 온 것은 새로운 시작이에요. 끝내버린 겁니다.
And for the fact that you're confronting a problem means that it's a new beginning. It's a new start for your life.
그 언약을 감람산으로 마가다락방으로 연결시킨 겁니다.
And that covenant was connected to Mount of Olives to Mark's upper room.
이게 증거하는 제 신앙입니다.
And that is my faith that I witness and testify to.
왜 그냐?
Why?
성경에 그렇게 돼 있습니다.
Because that's what's recorded in the Bible.
저와 함께 복음 운동하는 모든 목사님들의 신앙 고백입니다.
And this is a confession of faith of all the pastors who are in this ministry together with me.
시대마다 하나님은 전도자들을 쓰셨으니까요.
Because age by age, God used His evangelists.
Remnant에게 전달해 줘야 됩니다.
And this is what we must relate to our remnants.
재앙 막을 때마다 remnant 운동이 났어요.
Every time, each time God blocked disasters, God raised up and used remnants. Look in the Bible.
예, 성경 흐름 보세요. 재앙 막을 때마다 후대들이 복음들을 나더라.
And see the stream throughout the Bible. Every time there's a time that God blocked disasters, God raised up His remnants.
결론 맺겠습니다.
Let's come to the conclusion.
38장 1절 6절은요. 조각목으로 만들었다.
And when you look at Exodus chapter 38 verse 1 and also 6, it says that make with acacia wood.
그 흔한 나무인데 아카시아 계통 흔한 나무인데 그 시띔 나무라고 돼. 그 시띔이 있는 그 아카시아 나무예요.
So it's a very, very common wood, common tree that's easily found. It's found in the region of Sittim.
이게 생각보다요. 뭐 영원하진 않지만 굉장히 오래 가는 나무.
Even though it's not a perpetual wood, however, it does last very long time.
막 관리만 잘하면 계속 뭐 치라고 이러면 계속 가는 나무래요.
As long as that you maintain it well, that you can actually preserve it and you can use it for a very long time.
뭔 말입니까?
What does this mean?
그 비록 나무지만 나무를 보는 게 아니잖아요.
Even though it's just a common piece of wood, it's not just any simple wood.
하나님이 여러분에게 주시는 썩지 아니하는 영원한 언약을 붙잡아라.
It means that hold on to God's eternal covenant that will never rot away.
그 성막과 성전을 만들어라.
And build that tabernacle, build that sanctuary.
뭡니까?
What does this mean?
보좌의 배경을 누리는 성막을 만들어라.
Build that tabernacle that will enjoy the background of throne of heaven.
여러분 테이프도 듣고 자료도 보지만은요, 그거는 그다음 인도받는 거예요. 모여서 예배할 때 하나님은 가장 중요한 축복을 주었어요.
And of course you can listen to the message tapes, you can listen via internet. However, the time that you actually gather together and worship God, that's the time in which that God will pour down His answers that He will be at work.
뭔 축복을요?
What kind of blessings?
보좌의 축복.
Is the blessings of the throne.
틀림없습니다.
Undoubtedly.
성경을 자세히 보세요.
Really, look carefully in the
모여서
Bible.
모여서 기도할 때마다 역사 일어났어요. 보좌의 축복.
Every time that when we gather together and worship and pray to God, it's a blessing of the throne.
두 번째는 뭐죠?
Secondly,
배경이에요.
It is background.
그때마다 하나님의 나라와 주의 천사들을 보내서 응답이 난 거예요.
In and every time that God will mobilize His heavenly hosts and His armies, and He will be at work.
그래서 성경 안에 서랍 그룹들을 만드는 거예요.
That is why in the tabernacle you see that ark was covered with the seraphim and as well as the cherubims.
괜히 만든 게 아니라니까 천사의 그 그룹들이 만들어. 그게 괜히 만드는 게 아니에요.
So you see all these miniatures of the cherubims and the seraphs. They are not just there for no meaning.
영적으로 일어날 걸 얘기한 거예요.
It represents all 그렇죠? the spiritual works that are bound to arise.
여러분 오늘 이 언약 붙잡을 때 하늘 문이 열리고요. 그 하늘의 보좌의 축복과 함께 주의 사자들 보내사 응답이 나는 겁니다.
And when you hold on to this covenant, when you worship God, God will open up the gates of kingdom of heaven. He will send forth His armies of angels, and He will pour down all the blessings of the throne.
그 정도가 아니잖아요.
Not only that.
보좌의 배경 가졌지만은 지금 이 땅에 하나님의 나라의 일이 이루어지도록 해라.
We already have the background of the throne of the kingdom of heaven, but right at this moment, God will actually fulfill the work of the kingdom of God.
여러분 다음 주에 예배 오실 때요. 하나님 향해서 내가 감사와 진짜 설레 뭔 조건인지 찾아서 오세요.
And next time when you come to worship, really come with all this great excitement, all the topics for which that you have no choice but to give thanks to God.
저는 모든 메시지, 모든 예배, 모든 모임에 그걸 찾아가지고 갑니다.
I actually go to all meetings, all the 그렇죠? worship services, and all the places with that, all the topics that I have.
자, 하요 집회 나면 이제 뭡니까? 찾아가지고 가야 돼요.
And when I go to the Tuesday conference, I have to be there with all these topics for Thanksgiving already found.
어떻게 찾습니까?
How can I find them?
여러분 진짜 그 간절히 소망할 때 전체가 변합니다.
When you earnestly seek and desire that, you will be able to find them.
눈도 어둡습니다.
You are blind.
가난합니다.
You are poor.
어떻습니까?
How do you feel about that?
한 게 있었습니다.
But you can only do one thing.
오늘 여기에 예수님께서 지나가시는데 나는 이 기회를 놓칠 수 없다.
I know that Jesus is passing on my way. I cannot lose hold of this opportunity.
나 비록 보지 못하지만
although I cannot see
만날 수는 있다.
I can at least touch his cloak.
그래 소리 지른 거요.
That's why he shouted out.
이게 뭐 안 보이니까 어디쯤인지 모르잖아요.
Because he's blind, he cannot see where Jesus was.
일단 소리 지른 거요.
That's why he just yelled and shouted.
그것도 정확하게 말했어요.
But so perfectly he shouted.
다윗의 자손 예수여 나를 불쌍히 여기소서.
Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
달라고도 안 해서 불쌍히 여기소서.
He didn't even ask for things. He simply said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
어마어마한 소리 지르세요. 다윗의 자손 예수여 나를 불쌍히 여겨 주옵소서.
He shouted from the top of his lungs and yelled and said, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me."
얼마나 소리 지르는지 사람들이 시끄럽다고 말해.
Because he was yelling out so loudly, that's why all the people told him to close his mouth.
심지어 제자들도 아주 조용히 하라면서.
And all the disciples even told him to be quiet.
예수님께서는 그렇게 보지 않았어요.
But Jesus did not see him that way.
바디메오를 불렀습니다.
Jesus called Bartimaeus.
예수님께서는 바디메오 앞에 걸음을 멈추셨습니다.
Jesus stopped his steps right before Bartimaeus.
뭘 원하느냐?
And Jesus asked, "What do you want?"
보기를 원합니다.
And he said, "I want to see."
네 믿음대로 될지어다.
And Jesus said, "It will be done just as your faith."
여러분, 하나님께서 여러분을 복 주시겠다는 누가 막습니까?
When God is determined to give you blessings, who can ever block that?
그리스도께서 축복하시는데 누가 그걸 막냐 이 말이에요.
Christ is determined to bless you. Who can ever block that?
여러분 이 믿음은 영적인 거는 전달됩니다. 혈루증 걸린 여인 보세요. 예수님과 간절하게 옷자락을 잡은 거예요.
This faith is a spiritual sign. That's why it gets transmitted to all the people around you. And this one woman who's been bleeding for many years, she wanted to cling on to Jesus.
예, 사람들 진짜 전염병은 알고 있는데 전달되는 걸 모르고 있어요. 영적 전달이군요. 굉장한 겁니다.
And really spiritual thing, it's transmissionable that it get transmitted to all the people.
예수님께서 말씀하셨잖아요.
And Jesus said,
악한 재판장이라도 재판을 잘못했을지라도 여자가 와서 가서 얘기했어요.
Jesus even said this parable. Even if that judge is an evil and wicked judge, if he rendered a wrong ruling, and if a woman constantly comes, he can change that.
어디든지 찾아갔어요.
Because that woman would constantly come wherever that judge was going.
아니 법정에만 찾아가면 되는데 저 재판관이 식사하는데 거기 또 갔어요.
She didn't just come to his courtrooms, but she followed him around and went to all the restaurants.
저 손님 만나 또 갔어요 이게.
And he was meeting with his friends and all the people, and she was there too.
아니 중요한 일에 지금 만나고 사람들 모임하고 그게 또 왔어요 이게.
And he was having a special gathering with other people, and she came to that place as well.
재판 바르게 해달라고.
And she was pleading, please correct this rendering ruling.
이 판사가 느낀 게 하나 있어요.
There is one thing that this judge realized.
뭡니까?
What was it?
내가 잘못했다. 이래 느낀 게 아니에요. 그건 물론 잘못했기 때문에.
And it's not that he thought that oh I rendered an incorrect ruling because he already knows that he did it wrong.
이 판사가 느낀 게 있다니까요.
But there is something that this judge sensed.
뭡니까?
What was that?
이 여자는 죽어도 포기할 여자가 아니다는 걸 느꼈어요.
He sensed that this woman will never give up.
알았다.
And that's why he said okay.
지가 살기 위해서도 풀었죠. Okay.
And for him to have his own life, that's why he said okay. Now I will change the ruling.
더 중요한 거는 그게 아닙니다.
But what's more important is not that.
이 여자가 자기의 문제를 풀어 줄 당사자를 찾아간 거예요.
This woman went to the person who can actually change his her
life situation. 뭔 말입니까?
What does this mean?
우리를 살릴 수 있는 분도 눈에 보이지 않는 창조주 여호와시요. 우리를 불러가는 이도 여호와시다.
And the one who can bless us is the creator almighty God and the one who can take our lives away is also the creator almighty God.
나를 이 나라에 태어나게 하시도 여호와시요.
The one who allowed me to live and sustain my life and to be born on this
specific
day is the Lord God.
지금 이 시대에 태어나고 우리 만난 거 여호와께서 하신 것이라.
And it's the Lord God who allowed us to meet together, gather together right at this time in this age.
그렇다면 저와 여러분을 불러가신 일도 여호와께서 하시니.
If that is so, the one who will take our lives away will be the Lord God as well.
크게 와서 호소를 거요.
And to the one, that's where she came to plead.
중요한 것을 예수님이 말씀하셨습니다.
So Jesus says something that's very important.
이렇게 비유를 들은 겁니다.
So Jesus used such parable.
그러면서 뭐라 합니까?
And then what did he say?
마지막 때 믿음을 보겠냐? 그랬어요.
In the last days, can we find faith?
믿는 자는 많아요. 믿음을 보겠냐 그랬어요.
There are many believers, but can we find faith?
아니, 예배하러 오는 사람 많다니까요. 믿음을 보겠냐.
There are many people come who come to worship God, but can we find faith?
끝입니다.
That's it.
오늘 여러분 이거 딱 가지고 가셔야 돼요.
So really head out, holding on to this.
여섯 동안 간절히 언약 잡고요, 응답 받아요.
During the upcoming weekdays, hold on to this covenant and truly pray.
그래 사람 살려야 돼요.
And so that we can save all other people.
어려운 사람 많습니다.
Because there are many people who are in hardships and suffering.
오늘 전국 세계인 우리 가족들 영적인 세임 얻기를 주 예수 이름으로 축복합니다.
I bless you in the Lord Jesus Christ, may you gain this new spiritual strength all the people in this nation and all throughout the world.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님 감사드립니다.
God, we thank
우리를
you.
구원하심을 감사드립니다.
Thank you so much for saving us.
우리를 우상 숭배하는 자가 아니요 하나님의 자녀 되게 하심을 감사드립니다.
Thank you so much for allowing us to become your children, not as idol worshippers.
이제 모르고 죽어가는 그들을 살리게 해 주옵소서.
Lord, would you allow us to go and save all these people who are dying because they don't know?
재앙 맞는 시대에 영적인 축복이 전달되게 하옵소서.
In this age of disaster, may all of our spiritual blessings be transmitted to all people.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.